Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Back into your venues.
Well, you know, you're right. There aren't any, you know, there are venues where they can go and play, but not what I consider to be venues where that actually match the respect that they deserve. I mean, some very, very good bands in South Africa, right? They can all do big shows and arenas and all that type of thing. But it's like with stand-up comedy. The more you get on stage, the better you get. You know, it's being on stage. It's stage time that really helps. So the up-and-coming bands and even the bands that are quite well-established now, to be able to work in an environment where everything is there, you know, good sound system, you know, the seating is right, you know, the place is clean, you know, the bar's in the right place, you know, that's what we've got. And, you know, when you speak to the bands, I mean, they just really are so in need of nice venues. And we've got a great venue at Silver Star and a great venue here at Monte Cassino. So we, you know, we'd like to think that, you know, the bands would take advantage of that and come and work. You know?
If you look at that area, Krugersdorp and Florida, I mean, there are a lot of amazing people that live there.
Ooh, and loads of people out there.
And they love comedy. And for them to drive, it's always an issue all the way from Krugersdorp into town or to the casinos or whatever. Now it's up the road. It's about 20 Ks from Krugersdorp, and it's a lovely casino.
A lot of the people who come to Monte actually come to our club in Monte, come from the west. So they still got to discover what we've got out there.
Yeah.
So we've got comedy there on Fridays and Saturdays, and then on Thursday nights we dedicate to bands. I mean, we had Lonel Estate, we have Justin Sarai. You know, we've got De Heuvel's Fantasties coming next week. We've got, Francois van Kok, Chris Chameleon, you know, Just Ginger. We've got Freshly Ground there at the end of the month. Mm. So, you know, we believe that there's not a lot of venues out there where people can actually go into really nice environment where it's clean and, you know, the sound's good and all that type of thing. So that's what we've created there. So we're just, you know, kind of waiting for the traction to kick in there.
The future of this country, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you shoot from the hip, so...
Mm.
You're just walking, you know, when was the last time you were, you performed at the Crest Hotel, the Chelsea
back
Underground,
in the day,
you remember?
In Hillbrow.
Hillbrow. Yeah. I saw photos the other day. It's a mess. I mean, I don't know what the hell's going on. There's no infrastructure. It's sad, though, because everything was there.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you took a little walk through Hillbrow? Just, you know, a couple of memories and stuff. Well, would you go back and perform there?
No. To be honest with you, no, because my audience isn't there, you know, and I'm just being totally honest with you. In fact, you don't walk through Hillbrow, you drive through it or you run through it.
You run.
So it's really sad because I think, you know, but it's got a lot to do with the history of this country and the fact that, you know, I mean, at one time, Hillbrow was the most densely populated square mile of in Africa, you know, but I think it's, you know, just... what normally happens eventually, the CBD decays and I don't honestly know that that's going to come back, but you get a little bit of hope because, I mean, I don't know whether you were last in Cape Town, but, and we're not going to talk politics. We just talk about government now. And I think what's happened in Cape Town is that they've kind of bitten the bullet there. We can talk about our differences and what we think, but you go around Cape Town, no potholes, robots work, it's clean. The police, you know, here in Joburg, it's a big joke. You can give the guy $200 if you can be smashed out of your tree. And $200, I'm not saying every cop is like that, but it is why people take chances with drunk driving is they know that they might get away with it. Now, in America, in the UK, you would never think of giving money to a policeman. So that doesn't happen. Australia, exactly the same. Here, you're going to take a chance. The Western Cape, I don't think you would want to take a chance there. So... what we're seeing is that with good government, like in the Western Cape, you can, it's absolutely, you can feel the difference. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, not because one party or the other party, it's just good governments. People are put in places that are doing their jobs. Yeah, I think we've struggled a bit with that in Gauteng. And it's really weird because, I mean, all the loot's up here. You know, I mean, we've got the, you know, the industry, the wealth of the country, most of it's concentrated in Gauteng. We could just do so much better here, you know, and I'm sure everybody would like to see that. And I think we've, unfortunately, because of the history, you know, we're never going to vote according to the way our head thinks. We're not going to do that. We're always kind of a little bit concerned with the past. Mm. And I think that's what's happened in the Cape. People have gone, you know what, you know, we didn't like what was happening before. We'd like a change. And they'll stay there. Now, I'm not saying that they're going to stay there forever, but if they start dropping the ball, then maybe there'll be another change in government, like it happens overseas. But I think there's quite a lot of history that's blocking that here in Gauteng.
All right, the police coming up now. Message in a bottle. Speaking of which, maybe I'll put that 200 rand note in a bottle tonight. Jacaranda FM, the police message in a bottle. Another 5 minutes with Joe Parker. Taking a bit of a break, and then we're going to play one of his favorite songs as well. Donald Fagan, IGY. Remember that?
You've been searching for that.
My in-studio guest tonight, Joe Parker, I give you one word, whatever comes up first in your mind.
Fun.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We haven't started yet.
Okay.
Here All right. We go. Color.
Rainbow.
That's a good one. A car.
Merc.
What do you drive?
A Hyundai.
Oh, okay. Are you happy with... What was your first car, by the way?
My very first car I bought was, which I personally paid for myself, was a Ford Cortina GT.
Yo, they were cool.
Yeah, yeah.
The Nazi on the...
No. You had a Nazi when you came from the Transvaal to the coast.
And the fur on the dash.
No,
remember?
No. You guys with the dice box of tissues in the back and a nodding dog.
Yeah. Those were the days. TV show. I know you don't have a lot of time to watch TV, but your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show will probably be I don't watch a huge amount of television. I like watching a bit of sport, rugby and soccer. And QI, like watching.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. English comedy, you know, that's probably where I'm best at. Like Michael McIntyre, love him to bits, you know. A lot of guys don't like him, but probably don't like him because he's so successful.
But his talk show, have you watched his talk show?
Yeah, actually, I don't mind it. It's, yeah. You know, he's, I think there's a bit of overexposure there because he's done a lot of live at the Apollo, Michael McIntyre presents and all that. So now put him on a talk show. I think maybe they should have waited a few years with that when, you know, that so he could reemerge as this other guy. But he's very funny. Yeah.
The big trick about being a comedian as well, know your territory. If you go to Bloemfontein, know about that local spur in Bloemfontein and what happens there. Yep. You know what I mean? And Michael McIntyre is a genius. Wherever he goes in the UK, he knows exactly what's going on in Birmingham. Yeah. And movie.
Great movies. Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah. Movie star?
Probably Robert De Niro.
Brilliant choice. Comedian, this is a tough one. South African first.
Well, South African comedian, I've got to admire, first of all, Trevor Noah. But, you know, I get impressed by, because I watch so much of it. And I mean a lot, and I see the same guys over and over again. I just get impressed when I see some new young guy come up with something really clever. You know, just something that you unexpected. You know, we've got so many well-established, really talented comedians in this country, and I'd be unfair if I started naming them because I'm going to leave somebody out. You know, and I've got lots of colleagues that I've got a huge amount of respect for, but I think anyone starting out and doing stand-up in this comedy in this country deserves a huge amount of respect, and especially the guys that guts their way through open spots and getting nobody laugh at them or just stare at them or abusive. And they get through it and then establish themselves. That, to me, that I find very, very heartwarming.
I know you like Michael McIntyre, a British, but American, who stands out?
Louis C.K. has got to be, for me, the most contemporary and funny guy. You know, he's just great. And if anybody out there goes on YouTube, just put in there Louis C.K.
Sport.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.